3 kids sleeping in 7 beds.
What is something made out of patchwork that is a bed cover?
Quilt.
Do you call anything else a quilt?
No, a quilt's a quilt. Now, they make what they call a comfort, but I'm not sure what it is. Blankets.
What do you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
Paddock.
If you expect a big yield from a field, it is because the soil is very...
rich.
Or...
fertile.
Flat lowland along a stream is called...
bottom.
What's that good for?
Everything is better than hillside.
What is a field that might be good for nothing other than just grass or something? What would you call that?
Sure don't know. Wasteland, right?
Suppose there was some land that had water standing on it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swampland.
The place where salt hay grows along with the sea, what would you call that?
I've never been there.
I've neglected to tell you that some of the questions from this interview come from other interviews that have been done in other parts of the country, which is why some of the questions like this one, salt hay and stuff like that, some of us around here, when we don't live near the ocean, we wouldn't know. What different kinds of soil do you find around here?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been a farmer. I'm not a chip on that.
Do you know a name for a soil that's part sand and part clay?
No, no.
Do you know the word loam?
Yes, that's it. I couldn't think of it. Long land, they call it.
What's it good for?
It's good for everything. It's good when it's part of that way. It opens up the land having sand in it.
Oh, okay. If you had land that was swampy and you wanted to cultivate it, first you would have to...
drain it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you would dig?
Canal.
What do you call a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
A narrow.
Just a little place that might go in the land from the ocean or something that, and it would flow with the tide. Do you know a name for it? A deep, narrow valley that is cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field. What would you call that?
Say it again.
A deep, narrow valley in the woods or in a field that was cut by water.
Well, that's just a hollow, right?
When you were out building roads, did you see a lot of places in the land where water had... what did you call it?
Well, that's old gullies, I guess. I don't know.
What do you call a small freshwater stream?
Branch.
When it's larger?
Creek.
And when it's really large?
River.
If two run together and make a third, what do you call that? You know, there's a river over here.